This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Deserving of your company and you of ours, thank you. It's the DJV program, Monday, the third day of February. You got that spelled right, Victoria? February, February, as opposed to February, the sloppy pronunciation of the month of love, Valentine's, Black History Month, all that good stuff will, I'm sure, inculcate itself into our conversation during the course of the month. Jennifer Horn is trying to figure out whether she can speak or not. The flu. Victoria, you gave her the flu. What's the big idea?
Yeah, that's going around, for sure.
Sure is. An interesting flu. We'll talk about the flu cocktail that's been created to develop an anti or a resistance or get rid of the coronavirus. But I think probably first, the top story that people are talking about. What you might have missed this weekend, folks, is there was a football game yesterday, and apparently the Kansas City from what state? I saw Trump didn't know it was Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas. And to tell you the truth,
really?
I didn't. Well, I didn't either. I don't know which Kansas City they're from. One of them is right on the border with the other one.
They're
so
in Missouri,
pretty much.
Which is basically in Kansas, but they're in Missouri.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So people who want to make fun of the president, as usual, find anything.
But, like, that's an easy thing to fact check, you know, and he claims to be such a football fan. Like, I don't know, that seems very weird. Why wouldn't you just ask someone next to you before tweeting that?
It takes all of five seconds
to Google it. I mean, yeah. I literally just looked up Kansas City Chiefs, and the first thing that comes up is the page about it that says it's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, but again, for those people like you guys who don't like them, it's just another way to give them a shot. So
you're the one who brought it up. So
I did bring it up
because I don't follow him on Twitter, so I don't even know any tweets unless someone else brings it up.
That it was he had the same understanding as I did of it. So, but that's not the most important thing. We'll stop making everything about the president and the fans and those people who bet. So our pal Adam from betonline.ag. I wonder how he'd look at this, because the spread was pretty close, but the game wasn't really. You get right down to brass tacks, right?
It was all the way up until the end. It was a very close game, so people were going back and forth. My husband had a few different prop bets, but for the most part, it really was a very close game. It went back and forth. It was two very evenly matched teams. Finally, we have a Super Bowl that wasn't a complete blowout. And so I know his Lewis's mom was betting. Excuse me. She was betting on I don't know if it was prop bets or different fun things. She won $4,000. So
really,
yeah,
good for her.
Wow, Fancy Nancy is taking us all out to dinner tonight. That's so nice of her.
So where?
Well, it was Lewis's mother, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah,
Where did Nancy place the bet? Where did she place the bet? She placed it online, or did she go to some place that you could go to on the corner?
I think it was just with a big group of friends. I think that they had. Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. They just sort of do their own point spread and point system. So yeah.
Wow.
But it was overall, it was a very fun game. I think that from the beginning, Demi Lovato did a fantastic job with the national anthem. It was a lot shorter than people were betting on, so
I bet at a minute 40, and it was like a minute 47 or something, so I was pretty close.
You were close, yeah, but most people didn't think it would be under 2 minutes, but it was, so, but she sounded great. She did a great job.
What did our guy Adam say was going to be? Wasn't there a point?
I think
point
he was saying around like 2:05 at least for the national anthem. Yeah,
people were betting on that at BetOnline.ag too.
And we were wrong about the. Well, I guess we were kind of right about the Gatorade color. A lot of us had said purple, but it was like a yellowy orange. So yeah, we were not.
Was there any mention of Kobe Bryant during during any part of the game?
There was a moment of silence before the game started, and then on the big screen, which I thought was really well done, on the Jumbotron, they had everyone who lost their lives on that helicopter crash in alphabetical order. So it wasn't like Kobe and Gianna Bryant and then no one else cared. I thought it was done really well. Now, speaking of the Kobe tribute, for some reason, and because people just, you know, love to get on Twitter and be tough guys, for some reason, people are really giving J-Lo and Shakira some flack for not doing a Kobe tribute. I don't know why. I guess Shakira had said something that Kobe would appreciate the way that they were, the message that they would be sending, you know, during halftime, and I guess it kind of implied that they were going to do a tribute to him. I'm not really sure what you can do during a musical performance and pay tribute, but there wasn't really any mention of that, and so I guess some people are upset that they didn't do anything. However, I think the halftime show was one of the best halftime shows in a very long time. And we went out to dinner. We were sitting at a bar, not a sports bar or anything. We planned to go home, but then they turned all the TVs on to the game, so we stayed and watched it. And after the halftime, people started clapping in the bar after the halftime show because it was so fun and good. And Shakira was great. J-Lo was amazing. It really was just...
What was it about it that made it so great? Was it just the move? What was it that made it
It was just the... It was what you want in a halftime show. It was the spectacle, the dancing, the costumes. I keep forgetting how many songs I know that J-Lo has that are hits, and Shakira had a bunch of songs that I hadn't heard in a long time, and then Shakira played drums with J-Lo at the end. It was great.
And J-Lo brought her daughter on to sing, and she was fantastic. Because she's probably only, what, like, I don't know, 10? 11 or 12? 11? Or she's pretty young, and she had no problem, you know, like singing, and just I had no problem paying attention to her. She sounded amazing. Yeah, I don't know, the whole thing was so much fun, and I was like so hyped up afterwards. I was like, oh my god, now I need to binge Shakira music and like do some dancing.
It was really good. So it was definitely
enjoyed it.
I would not be surprised at all if the ratings come back that this was a very highly rated Super Bowl, for sure.
Good.
And then the other bit that people are talking about, Tom Brady's ad for Hulu. Remember last week we talked about the mysterious picture, the black and white picture of him walking either into or out of an empty Gillette Stadium? Well, it turns out he was teasing. That was in the commercial. It's a black and white commercial. And so he talks about, you know, the speculation of him retiring. He said he's not going anywhere, and then he goes in and talks about Hulu Live and the sports package that comes with it.
Well, apparently he isn't going anyplace, because the rumor today is that the Patriots are offering $30 million for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
This kid that was in Boston, that when he went to San Francisco, who was the anticipated replacement, I forget what his name is, Garoppolo? What's the guy's
name? Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah.
He made more money last year than Tom Brady did at the Patriots. So apparently that was a sticking point, and that has been taken care of. So there's and that may be a $30 million times two deal, who knows, but at least that's. And then there are other rumors that other teams because he is a free agent, by throwing money at him, so let's see.
I'm sure a lot of teams would want him, but I don't see him going anywhere. And then there was a rumor last week that Giselle was seen looking at an all-boys school in Nashville, and that freaked everybody out, and it turns out that she wasn't there. And so people are kind of losing their minds over this stuff.
I thought one of the other cute parts of the night was at the very beginning, before the whole thing started, they had, it was the 100th anniversary of when the NFL started, and so they kind of made a big deal of, like, the team, the greatest players from the last 100 years, and they went around, they had a ton of them on the field. Tom Brady was there, Bill Belichick was there, a bunch of other players were there, and they went and kind of focused on all of them. Gronk was there. The funniest part to me, though, that they kind of went over, they read a lot of their names out loud, but apparently O.J. Simpson is on the greatest players from the last 100s list, and so I don't know, it was kind of funny to see his name on there. I mean, yes, he is, but they did kind of, I don't know.
It'd be like if somebody put a list out of the funniest television programs of the last 50 years, the Cosby Show would be legitimately on that, even though Bill Cosby is a lech.
I know. I was just looking through the group of people, because you see everyone else standing there, and I'm like, did they bring O.J. Simpson here today?
Yeah.
Didn't look like it.
There you go. Speaking of all right, so we've covered the game and got that insight from you guys. That's good that both of you watched it and you had a good time. I'm glad about that. And all the people that did watch it and had a good time, good. Hooray for you. The Kobe reference brings me around to focusing on some new thoughts from the people who make our laws, the sightseeing helicopter focus. And this wasn't a sightseeing helicopter that he was killed in, but it was typical of the kind of helicopter. And there are other helicopters. We've all heard of these stories of people. I remember one, there's a place in, I want to say, it's not Phoenix, but there's a place along the 10 somewhere, and I think it may be Hoover Dam, but there are a lot of places around the country. You go to the Grand Canyon, where all of these helicopters give people rides, and there are plenty of examples, plenty of circumstances, plenty of situations that have existed over the years. These things have been problem with the way the helicopters are maintained. They get in the wind. They're dangerous. Helicopters, and people who take helicopter tours, it is, even though it's the highlight of a lot of trips, for example, if you go to Hawaii and you want to look at the volcanoes there, the craters, it's the waterfalls have come as a part of some of the beauty of that the fabulous area. I think Hawaii is, if not the most beautiful, certainly in the top three or four. I just love Hawaii. And the island's tourism members the numbers have gone up and up and up and up. So the popularity of air sightseeing tours has gone up and up and up and up and up. The number of helicopter tours rising there and elsewhere gives a focus in Hawaii. They're looking at more safety regulations. Three crashes in Hawaii killed 21 people last year. The most recent one, remember, was just right after Christmas. A helicopter went down on Kauai, killing all the people that were on the plane. So congressman from the state introducing the Safe and Quiet Skies Act, which would prohibit air operators around the country from offering flight tours over protected areas, the national parks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That would impact the helicopter tourism business in Hawaii for sure. But one wonders again, because there's been so much focus on the Kobe Bryant situation and the helicopters and why it was that only that the helicopter only missed being safe 20, 30 feet from the top of the mountain, but it couldn't, the guy couldn't pull the stick back far enough, apparently, to get the thing up fast enough, and so that was the end of that. But there are a lot of accidents, as opposed to flying, which is the safest form of transportation if you're in a commercial airliner. This appears to be one of the most dangerous ways of getting around. So, anyway, the experience of the pilot is one thing that people are looking at. So the National Transportation Safety Board calling for more safety regulations among the small tour helicopters, and so we'll see where all of that goes. Some of the floating, you know, if you're in Seattle, you know, on Lake Union, there are these planes, the what do they call them? They have pontoons on them. I forget. They call them water planes, I think.
It's like seaplanes, those things?
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's what they call it. Yeah, seaplanes. You're right. Yep. So that's probably something to be considered, to be sure. No question. I just think about that. Think about these sorts of things. And people are certainly still talking about Kobe and his wife and the children. A lot of the people who went to the various places, but I think mostly the Staples Center, all the things that were there, people left in memory of Kobe. I guess Mrs. Bryant wants all that stuff. So, God, just there's still a lot of focus on that, to be sure. 20 minutes after the hour, those of you who are stressed out from paying those holiday bills, lots of people are responding to this. I hear from people, yeah, you get it. It's right on. The credit card debt hotline has become a service element for a lot of people to call and figure out how to deal with their credit card debt. 800-560-6760. Let me repeat the number. 800-560-6760. So if you have really high payments and you want to get them cut down to a fraction of what you owe, this is the way to get the advice. Call Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760. That's 800-560-6760. Reduce those payments.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Program with Victoria and Kara and Doug and you and Harry Styles. Supposed to be a big concert, which didn't take place because of the weather, apparently. Kara, I'm going to call on you. This was supposed to be a real memorable night for people who had waited hours and hours and hours and hours and hours in line, paid $300 a ticket to watch Harry Styles, the Super Bowl weekend concert. It actually was Friday night, kicked off about 9:15. So what happened? Why was this?
Well, they had other artists first, so they saw Mark Ronson and Lizzo performed and a few other people, and then, you know, a lot of people are big Harry Styles fans, and he just came out with a new album and hasn't toured it yet, and so people were excited to see him. And then, you know, a few minutes before midnight rolls around when he's about to go on, and suddenly this announcement comes on saying there's a big storm coming. I guess the venue must have an open roof. I don't know why they would cancel it otherwise.
Is it the American Airlines? No, the American Airlines Center is where they played the game, right?
Victoria, do you know where they were performing?
It was at some side stage or something. It wasn't at the field. It was in somewhere in Miami.
Yeah.
Something Gardens. Something.
But I saw video of it because, I mean, I guess people didn't want to leave at first, and then eventually they were forced to leave. And, yeah, I mean, that's a little much, but people go kind of hysterical about Harry Styles. I'm definitely not one of those people. But anyway, I saw a video of all of them leaving, and I think, like, Uber, people were trying to catch Lyft home, Uber's home. They were, like, $100-something because there were so many people leaving at the same time. People were walking through, like, a foot of water because they were forced to leave in the middle of the storm, basically. And, yeah, the whole thing was just a mess. Not really what you want when you're trying to promote a big event.
Wow, looking at some of them. See, all the people got out safely, but it still wasn't cool. And then Harry expressed his feelings, saying he was disappointed. Pepsi was the sponsor. Assured all the attendees that a full refund and their rideshare costs. So how would they get that information from each one of the people that were there?
I don't know. They must have some way where you can submit a receipt or something like that.
Yeah, they email you a receipt. Yeah. Well, at least Lyft does. I'm assuming Uber does, too. But or, you know, you just go into your account and you can take a screenshot and it'll have all the timestamp and everything of what you paid and where you went. So
yeah.
I think it's nice that Pepsi's extending to that. I've never even heard of any sponsor saying, hey, we'll pick up your ride home, too.
Yeah, that's good. All right, next focus here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program is on Dierks Bentley, his country group Hot Country Nights, gearing up for a busy year. Some new tour info is out. Some new music also. The group announcing their one-night stand tour for this year. Kicks off in April. 12 city stops. Let's see here. Doug Douglas, who's the front man, says the Knights started as a live band playing in a place called Teasers on Two for Tuesdays. Must be a little hole in the wall. And they couldn't get enough of us down here in Murfreesboro. I always love the name Murfreesboro in Tennessee. He's the current alter ego for Dierks Bentley. We've got a little money now, so Barry did some work on the van. We got a few outstanding legal issues handled, so we're free and clear to cross state lines again. So what
so
was going on?
This is all in his character.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Knights are riding again. Woohoo! The band will be taking along openers. Let's see, Hannah Dasher is going to open. Tennille Towns, Rachel Womack, Lainey Wilson. If Jennifer were here, she could tell us about all of those folks. Tickets on sale the 7th, which would be, what, Friday of this week? 10 o'clock local time. $19 is the opening. Who's going to? I just go because it only costs $19. In addition to announcing the tour, Hot Country Nights releasing a new music video for a song called Asphalt, which you're listening to in the background here. The band will perform the song live tonight during the national television debut. They'll be on with Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Watch that. 28 after the hour here on the Hot DJV program.
Leaving at all.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Super Bowl 54 now in the history books. In Miami, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in a big comeback in the fourth quarter. Head coach Andy Reid winning his 222nd game on 2-2 of 20. It's his first Super Bowl win.
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won.
Pre-Super Bowl, President Trump sitting down for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. The president asked about the impeachment matter.
And I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady, who's doing such a good job. It probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, or Russia, 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 which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense, the whole thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Universe is paying attention to us. This is the DJV show. Yeah, I know it sounds like that's a big deal. It is a big deal. Without a doubt, I'm very happy to be here, and I think that Victoria is, and so is Kara. Jennifer has a little problem with her voice this morning. She was dancing too much yesterday during the game and got the
Do you know that it's estimated that 17 million people are calling out sick today from work?
Yeah, it is the worst
17
day of the
million
year for
That's
sickness.
Crazy. Yeah, well, crazy. No, it's because of it's post Super Bowl.
That's
so 17
saying.
Million
no.
people today are
yeah, yeah.
have
the Super
the quote
Bowl,
unquote
after the
flu.
Super Bowl. It is after the Super Bowl. That's it. It isn't because of the president's defense team, or maybe they didn't get the memo about the impeachment. It's all over, right? So on Saturday, all of the it's Wednesday is the vote. Yeah, but yeah, it's happening. So anyway, the. The people running for president couldn't wait to get out of town. There were planes on the tarmac waiting for the three of them to jump on the plane. And let's go to Iowa, where today is caucus day, right? Isn't today the day that...
It is. Today's the day.
Kind of confusing as to what may be the outcome, whether Bernie wins, who shows up. I think it's going to be surprising at the end of the day how this shakes out.
And I'm very intrigued by it, for sure.
You are.
The polling numbers, I read probably 4 different polls over the weekend, and it seems that it's a back-and-forth Bernie-Biden. So
wasn't there a problem with a poll that was normally done by the Des Moines Register? There was supposed to be a show. CNN is supposed to have done some kind of an hour special that got canceled, and a lot of things seem to have gone up in smoke.
I don't know. There was one poll that was taken down because it didn't include Mayor Pete. And yeah. That was a mistake, and so you can't really get an accurate poll if he's not in it. So I don't know if it was supposed to be a TV-related thing, but I did read that there was a poll that had to be taken down.
Yeah, all right. So at any rate, the whole business about what will happen, the anticipation, that's the political world is focusing in America, at least on what happens today. Are you focused on that? Are all of us focused? I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, only because of the conversational value of it. Does it have any value other than conversational? It does. Sometimes there's energy behind what happens in the first couple of these between Iowa and New Hampshire. That's why so many of the people running spend so much time. For heaven's sakes, they've been going, all these candidates have been flying in and out of New Hampshire for 2 years. 2 years worth of stuff. People in New Hampshire find it interesting, I think. I don't know how compelling it is until you get down to the last month or so. But in Iowa, people have been paying a lot of attention because of the farm situation, as much as anything else. The farm bankruptcies are up by 20% this past year for a lot of different reasons, including the China trade war. By the way, speaking of China, the situation with the flu has gotten some interesting... first of all, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 600 points. S&P 500 down 58 points on Friday at the end of the business day because of the concern over businesses in China. Basically, China has shut itself off from the rest of the world. Airlines have canceled all flights in. The last ones came back yesterday from China. No more going and no more coming.
Well, there's one more, actually, that's a U.S. evacuation flight
that hasn't left yet.
And so China, I guess, for whatever reason, some people are saying, hey, what's the delay here? And China hasn't answered. Why? So I don't know if they're trying to hold a plane full of Americans there or what's happening, but that hopefully will be resolved by the end of today because I almost feel like it's already too late. You should just be in quarantine at this point. But yeah, they're going to fly them back to the U.S. I don't know where they're going to land, but hopefully they will be quarantined once they get here.
The new approach to this treatment, or a treatment, for the coronavirus, the people who have taken this, a couple of Thai doctors have come down with a flu cocktail, and it includes some HIV drugs. Interesting how people experiment with things in order to come up with a way for people to breathe a sigh of relief, if nothing else. A 70-year-old Chinese woman tested positive 10 days ago for the coronavirus, took this cocktail, and apparently showing significant signs of improvement. It's a combination of medications for the regular flu, HIV, 48 hours after you take it. Apparently everybody who has taken it has shown improvement, as a matter of fact, some dramatic improvement in the 70-year-old woman who is from Wuhan. And I'm looking at the drug is it lopinavir? Who knows how to pronounce all this damn stuff? But anyway, large doses of the flu drug, Alsemtamir. Okay, fine. It won't. The doctor said, the doctor, by the way, is somebody whose name you couldn't pronounce if you tried. This is not the cure, he said, but the patient's condition is vastly improved. Testing positive 10 days ago and now showing signs. This is something that lung specialists all over the world are looking at, as the drug companies are looking at some way to make a quick killing on this. I would wonder about what would be the approval process for this, at least in our country. What the FDA
they usually fast track stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
if it's for some sort of an outbreak, I would imagine it would go pretty quickly.
Think about it, Victoria. The process. Why would you necessarily look at a drug like this, an HIV drug?
Actually, the HIV part of it makes total sense because think about it. That's all to boost your immune system. Mm-hmm. So and that's what actually gets rid of. Well, at least. Mostly it's non-traceable anymore, HIV, in the system when you take those drugs. So that actually makes a lot of sense to add, because it's such an immune-suppressive thing when you have HIV. And so That makes a lot of sense to me, more than even the flu meds or whatever there is, because the flu is just a virus that you can't, I don't know, you can drink some Theraflu, I guess,
yeah,
and make you feel a little
different
better, but it's not going to get rid of it.
No. Your system, your white blood system, white blood cells in your body, the immune system is what's, however, whether you have a strong one by your own natural living, the way you eat, and the sort of way
and the white blood cell count, that's what the HIV medicine does. It boosts that. So that makes total sense, especially to give it to older people
yeah.
who may be a little more susceptible, you know, to this coronavirus. It's killed 362 people so far. 17,300 people have it, and 60 million are under lockdown in China. So it's, I don't know, they better come up with something soon. It's spreading very quickly.
There's more of it. I think there's more to the story. Interestingly enough, as I said, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 600 points. The markets in China have crashed, and that's what's affecting our market. All of the companies, the Chinese companies that are on their own stock market and the world market, crashing, down hundreds of points, percentage points. The area of Wuhan, the province, which is about 150, 200 miles due west of Shanghai, completely closed off from the rest of China. Interesting also that the Chinese government, as it leaked out over the weekend, apparently this is something they didn't want the rest of the world to know. When doctors in China first started warning about the coronavirus outbreak, they were all arrested and put in jail. Any doctor who said anything that publicly about how dangerous this virus, they're all sitting in jail this morning in China. That tells you a whole lot about mm-hmm. what the country is all about. If you see pictures of soldiers or police, I mean, all of them are wearing these masks. Pretty much everybody in China that can get a hold of one of these masks mm-hmm. is wearing them. But, I mean, it really does, when you look at, understand that the doctor's warning people about this, and the first thing the Chinese government does is arrest them and throw them in jail. You understand what you're dealing with here. So what did you say, 774 around the world have died?
17,300 have it. 362 people have died. The first
in
person outside. No, well, 361 of those people are in mainland China. One man in the Philippines died, and that's the first death outside of mainland China. So now it's...
Really?
Yeah, so people are paying attention to that, yeah.
Really? So the numbers here, I'm looking at the daily...
It's in 25 different countries now. They have confirmed cases. It's spread very quickly.
The Daily Beast says 774 people have died around the world. That's interesting. All right, well, anyway.
I'm looking at the latest updates on CNN. They said that 362 is the number, I guess.
Three new cases were confirmed in California over the weekend, which would be the epicenter over here, because people that are coming from China would land in Los Angeles or San Francisco.
I think there are two cases in New York, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it shows you again how easily people can travel from one place to another
mm-hmm.
without, we don't really think much about it. But that's it. The crash in China is the worst in the last 5 years in terms of how the money, and they don't know what to do. There's a new outbreak of avian flu also in China, in addition to there's a swine flu, there's an avian flu, and there's a coronavirus, all of them in China. Public functions are all, every office, listen, everything is closed. School is closed indefinitely in China. Flights grounded everywhere. Domestic travel is limited to you having to go whatever is necessary, but you taking a trip, if you get in your car and go from Beijing on a sightseeing trip in China, no, you can't. You can't get out of the cities where you are. Office buildings all closed. Businesses closed. Restaurants closed. Malls are closed. Public functions are off. The people who can work from home are, otherwise you're not going to work at all. The country, the business boulevards are like ghost towns. So this is something that is being taken pretty seriously by them, as well it should have been. And it would have been they would have been able to take care of it faster and better had they listened to the doctors who were saying, but they're so damn concerned with their image, all they give a crap about is we can't have that, we can't have this. So they put them in jail. Good God. We understand a little bit more about the society. The FDA, speaking of them, has approved the first drug for children with peanut allergies. Late last week, the development in the fight against food allergies, first treatment for children with peanut allergies, which affect about 1 million children in our country. One out of five of those children outgrow the allergy. It's called Palforzia. Where the hell do they come up with these names? It's not a cure, but it is a step forward in reducing the allergic reaction that you have to peanuts. If you have peanuts, this is it. If you don't want your child to have a peanut allergy, eat peanuts while you're pregnant, and that's the end of it. But people are not getting that message, apparently. This pill is administered in three phases, taken over time, can't be used in an emergency situation like the EpiPen is used. So this is something I'd be interested to talk to the doctors who are on the program about this. 11 doses. There are three phases. I explained that, right? And the doses are, I wonder how expensive this stuff is. It's, you can
I
mix
don't know.
It. The powder can be mixed in semi-soft foods like applesauce and yogurt before the child gets it. So it's not a shot, apparently. It's a pill, and you can take it apart and put the powder on top of whatever is being eaten. So I guess that's pretty good news, but having to ingest peanuts while you're pregnant, that'll save a lot of people a lot of heartache.
How do they tell people not to?
Yeah, ask any doctor that knows anything. Both Ken, that's something that Ken and Jack, who don't always agree on much of anything in terms of medicine, they both agree that if you have peanuts when you're pregnant, you won't have. I mean, if you're dealing anything that you're ingesting during your pregnancy, will have a beneficial effect on the child at the end of the day. But because parents are so spooked out of all of the conversations about this stuff, parents don't, mothers don't eat peanuts because they think their children will have an allergy. It's just the opposite. Just shows you how bad some of the information is on some of this stuff. Today is National Doggy Date Night. Aha! People have kept dogs as pets for 12,000 years on the planet. And there's a lot of good reasons for that. Scientists have studied the special connection. We talk about this with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, all the time. The connection between dogs and humans. I know when I'm when I have to travel from California back to the East Coast every couple of weeks, like I did this weekend, I miss Daisy. I really miss her. It's like, she's such a love bug. She's such a great little girl. I'm so thankful that she found me and I found her. But this report suggests that there's a consistency to the sort of connection the dogs provide, social benefit, emotional benefit. I don't think that's surprising. The bond promotes a positive well-being for both. It's good for your psyche, and your psyche, it's the spirit-mind-body connection, keeps you healthy. So spend a little extra time with your dog today, play games, go fetch, take a nice long walk, go beyond the standard walk. And the snuggles maybe that you have. Charlotte used to sleep with me all the time in bed, but when Daisy first got here, she didn't quite know how to handle everything. So it's just now that she began to sleep with me. And it's kind of fun the way she snuggles. Dogs want to snuggle, right? There are one out of five married women who say they'd rather have their dog than their romantic partner. There were people, 3,000 people surveyed. California ranks as the state with the most spoiled dogs. Yeah. All right, that's it. One good television show for tonight. Anything, Victoria, that you see that's outstanding?
A couple things. There's a new episode of 911 Lone Star on tonight on Fox at 8 p.m. America's Got Talent wrapping up the champion semifinals tonight. That's 8 p.m. NBC. And the show that you love, All Rise, is new tonight.
Good show. 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour here on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the most Googled Super Bowl foods from the game. I thought you were watching the game and you were looking at Google at the same time. That's very exciting. So they put
their annual list together of the most searched Super Bowl related recipes and dishes. And the results vary, obviously, from state to state, but there is one thing that most Americans all seem to love, some type of dip. And that was a really big thing this year. The top five most searched Super Bowl foods since 2004 are buffalo chicken dip, seven-layer dip, chili, spinach artichoke dip, and taco dip. And so Google also shared a breakdown of the most sought-after recipes by state. And there were quite a few surprising results. 18 states still really love dip. California liked artichoke dip the most. In Washington State, pizza dip is the king. Rotel dip, which is something that's big in Alabama, apparently. It's a dish made from canned Rotel tomatoes combined with cheese and ground meat. That still reigns supreme in Alabama. 9 states this year had a sweet tooth, and this is different. This was not on the list last year. So 9 states preferred dessert over savory dishes. So cake, cupcakes, and cookies. Yeah. Texas, Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Montana, North Dakota, Michigan, and Iowa all had desserts as the number one Super Bowl searched thing for food, which is really interesting. Yeah. 11 states searched for appetizers, pigs in a blanket with North Carolina and Nevada. Jalapeno poppers were big in Illinois. Alaska kept things on the healthier side. The biggest search thing was paleo salmon cakes. That was the top thing that people in Alaska searched this year. And chicken wings were only a most searched item in one place, and that was in Washington, D.C. Excuse me. 4 states, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Indiana, and Oklahoma, had meat-based dishes like pulled pork and sliders, and then the remaining 9 states had comfort food classics like chili and taco soup and Swedish meatballs.
All right.
So
yummy,
people
yummy,
ate
yummy.
A lot of food during the
Good
Super
stuff.
Bowl.
I had two birthday parties. My niece's birthday was Saturday, and my very close friend David Verini had his 50th birthday. And the food difference between the two places, David's very health conscious, so the sandwiches were veggie. The cake was kind of all veggie. It was a beautiful cake. And my niece said, grease. It was a grease galore, but it was fun. And they were all sweet. It was nice to have that. So that was sort of a pre-Super Bowl trip for me. General Motors reviving the Hummer, if you haven't heard, but it's not a regular gas guzzler like it used to be. It's electronic. Let's listen to this.
The Geek Out.
Not long ago, we got to meet Tesla's electric pickup, the Cybertruck. But not to be outdone, General Motors caught everybody off guard by announcing the relaunch of the Hummer, but in the form of an electric truck with the equivalency of 1,000 horsepower and will do 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It will be called the Hummer EV, and while we've not seen a design, we have seen an image of a grill that looks like those seen on previous Hummer models. The truck is slated to be built in a factory in the Detroit area with 2,000 workers and is part of what GM claims is a $2.2 billion investment. Now, we don't know how far the battery will last, but we should by the time the truck goes on sale in September 2021.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch here, there's a new email emoji. No, there's not an emoji.
Emojis.
Email, but emoji. Emoji.
Yeah.
You say E, I say I. Yada, da, 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 da. So what's this new design? Are you going to add things to... How do these things get added? They're normally, aren't they a fixture in computers and stuff?
No, emojis... No. Well, they're on smartphones. They're little... The little things, icons
too.
And stuff.
Yeah, I know what they are. I have them on my PC as well.
Okay. Yeah, well, if you have any, you know, they're on keyboards and they get installed through software updates. But every year they have a whole new batch of emojis that get added. It's the Unicode Consortium. It's a nonprofit organization that basically sets the standards for emoji compatibility, and then they release all the new symbols every year. So they just released their new 2020 update, and lots of interesting things. The transgender flag, women wearing tuxedos, bottle-feeding parents, a gender-neutral Santa Claus, all among the new emojis, a gender-neutral person, a mustached man wearing a wedding veil, a gender-neutral person in a tuxedo. Lots of very inclusive new emojis are being added. And this is going to be added on top of the ones that are already there. They're not taking any away. Now, these were all proposed by Google, which it also came up with the new bottle-feeding emoji, which is kind of interesting. And ninjas, dodo, woolly mammoth, lots of other things that'll end up in our phones later this year.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.